Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Still miss him, but we still got his music. As long as I'm on the air, you'll be able to hear Dan Fogelberg right there, folks. That's from the Innocent Age album. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Wear out our website, folks. It's 13 and a half years old. If you can't take it, if you break it, we'll fix it, I promise. But I think you'll be fine. Just check it out. And all the things we have there designed just specifically to help you with your small business, including the body of work that Wally Bach has deposited with us over the years. You can find all his stuff there, too. Wally is the co-author of Ruthless Focus. That's the new book. And also a number of others. And Wally, tell us how we can find you online, please.
You can find me at blog.3starleadership, all spelled out like one word, .com.
And a three is a word, not a number.
Three is the word.
Okay.
Yes, and that's the key to all the riches right there.
Blog.3starleadership.com. Check it out, folks. Wally, we're talking about some of the markers of a salesperson, and in the previous segment we were using the example of commercial realtors, and what's the difference between what they have to do and what any other successful salesperson has to do. And my point was that the only thing is that everybody has to be able to work hard. You got to go the distance. You got to be able to prospect and qualify people. You got to be able to build relationships, and you got to be able to sell people. I mean, you have to have certain sales communication and sales skills. And I really believe that. And I'll let you add that in a second, regardless of what you do when you're hiring salespeople, those things are fundamentals plus whatever Wally's going to say. And the only real difference is the selling cycle, how long the cycle is, and how you compensate your people, meaning is it draw, is it commission only, salary, whatever. And you have to hire for that. You have to hire people who have those competencies, but also the specific kind of person who can handle your selling cycle. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would just add that, you know, in the commercial real estate area, one other thing that is specific to that industry is you've got a lot of detail you have to master.
Yep.
I mean, the deals are complicated and they take work. Right. And there are other industries like that. If you're selling commercial jets, for example, even as timeshares, you've got to have that ability to put all the paperwork.
But
together.
If you hire somebody who's got all this, they fit the profile perfectly, but they're the kind of person, or they've had the kind of experience, well, they have to cross the finish line all the time. They have to ring that lanyard on the bell once a day, or 10 times a day, or once a week, or once a month. If you've got to have somebody, those are sprinters. Those people are sprinters. They can't settle into a pace that will allow them to go the distance in a long selling cycle type of thing. If a commercial real estate person might only make, you know, half a dozen significant sales a year. Of course, if they did that, they'd probably be, you know, make a lot of money. But still, you gotta. And this is where now our friend Pierce Howard is going to be on the next half hour. What he does for a living is help people identify whether that person is going to work in that slot, Wally.
Oh yeah, and that's it's critical that they not only have the kind of cluster of sales skills, but like you say, the time frame is important. The other thing that I've seen just working with clients, and Pierce can probably say more on this, is the size of the order makes a difference.
Mm. Say that again.
The size of the transaction makes a difference. There are people who just lock up when the figure gets high.
Yeah.
and other people for whom that's an energizer. You track, again, going back to these commercial brokers, you track these guys in careers,
yeah,
and they're always looking to move to larger and larger deals, at least the successful ones are. And there are other people where just the sheer size of some of these things would blow them away.
Well,
and then it's who you deal with.
Well, and I also think, the ability of the person's financial situation, in some of these assignments that you'd hire them for, if they've got two kids and two mortgages and no savings, the chances of them being successful in a long selling cycle project, commission only, mm-hmm, is not going to be very high.
No, I mean
the reality is they got to feed a family, and those, I mean, those are all things that you need to take into consideration.
You do, and now you really do, because you've got people out there who are looking for work. We say, well, I can do that,
right?
And they kind of look good.
Good point.
But it's tough. And if you're, yeah, we were talking on the break about salespeople. There are salespeople that I've talked to who are great at big-time business-to-business selling,
mm-hmm,
who at earlier points in their career tried business-to-consumer stuff and were really uncomfortable in it.
Mm-hmm. It's horses for courses, as they say, Wally. Give us that website again one more time. Give us your website, Wally, one more time, quickly.
Blog.3starleadership.com.
There you go. Wally, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.